The fact that the monumental undertaking that this is really speaks to the commitment that this hospital and this community has to taking care of patients. What it means now, I'm a trauma surgeon. So when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So what does this mean to trauma patients? Well, let me tell you, when you have a facility like this, when you're building a state-of-the-art trauma center, which this is going to be, I mean, I've been in some amazing trauma centers. What they have planned here is impressive. And let me tell you, when you do this, seconds matter. When you're talking about the management of trauma patients, it matters. That's not being dramatic, that's real. That's exactly what happens. So what this, one of the many things that this is going to do for the management and the care of the patients is it is going to process these patients with cutting edge, state-of-the-art equipment and speed. And that's key. That is critical to the management of trauma patients. And we're talking about not just the center. Now don't forget, there's other things that go along with this. We're adding a new helipad. The logistics of this, where this is going to be, how this factors in. You're going to have the helipad right by the entry so we can manage these patients, get them in, get them seen. Even so far is the way that we have the trauma bays laid out. Everything, all of this is about economy of movement and efficiency. And that's what you want. That saves lives. And that's what this is all about. And what we're going to do, we are, with the new location, we're right on top of the ICU, the intensive care unit, the operating rooms, and along with this comes increased availability. Now we have these available processes already in place, but when you relocate everything to one location to manage these patients, it's not just a matter of getting the patient through the process, getting them treated and diagnosed and taken care of as quickly and efficiently as you can. Don't forget, just like Brandon Odette said, our volume has already gone up 25%. That's huge. Just so everybody knows, that's huge. That's a big deal. When you're talking about trauma volume, that is a big deal. So what does that mean? Sadly, we get polytraumas. Great for us, and it's wonderful to be able to manage and treat these patients, but it still happens. We get multiple trauma patients coming in at one time. You have to be able to handle that. We are now the highest level of trauma care in our region. So now we are going to be able to provide cutting edge care for these patients. The other part to this, which is so exciting, when you plan this, you don't do this for the here and now. There is no design for the here and now. What we're doing is we're planning for the future. This is not just about, hey, this year, next year, and wow, we're really seeing the trauma volume increase, which we are. But you have to be thinking the right way to do this is you're thinking 5 years from now, 10 years from now, what does this mean? How is this trauma program going to grow? And it's already growing. So you have to be able to plan for that increased growth and management. And that's exactly what we're doing. Everything that we're planning is not finite. It is with the intent of expansion. Everything that we're doing. And it's going to be an unbelievable initial expansion, and it's going to take care of so many trauma patients. And it's not just trauma. Just like Dr. Lewis said, it's not just trauma. It's emergency patients as well, of course. But this is going to expedite their care. And like I said, this is cutting edge management. It's really very exciting. And I can't thank you all enough for being here. Odette, Dr. Lewis, everybody is so excited.